More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, January 9th edition of the program. We have a new Speaker of the House because it turns out the world didn't fall apart after members of Congress had some negotiating, some debates, talking about stuff. It's okay. Biden goes to the border. Nothing's really going to change as a result of it, but, you know, there's that. And Fauci is telling people you're not even allowed to ask questions about the vaccine because Fauci is the absolute worst person in public health on planet Earth. We've known that for a while. We'll get into it coming up here in just a second. But, you know, my friends, it is so important every day that you understand something, and that is your memories are super precious. You can lose them, though, over time, right? Because a lot of it requires you to keep those photos, keep the old videos, and how are you going to watch them? Legacy Box is the company that I recommend for digitally transferring your family memories from tapes to digital files and thumb drives. There's a large team of technicians working at Chattanooga at the Legacy Box facilities. 200 plus people, all of them trained to use their technology to make sure that the tapes, film reels, photos you send them are expertly transferred so you can enjoy them and keep them safe for generations to come. So your precious memories need to be protected, and Legacy Box will do that for you. Legacy Box has done this for 1.5 million families. They're the best at it. When you realize the quality of the digital transfers they do, you're going to realize that's why so many people trust them. Make this a beginning of the year effort on your part. Get your tapes and film and photos in order. Ship them to Legacy Box in a box that they will ship to your home. It all starts with you getting our discount, though, at legacybox.com/buck. I love my experience with Legacy Box. You will, too. Go to legacybox.com/buck. Again, that's legacybox.com/BUCK. This was the funniest thing for me, that we were supposed to believe that all these terrible things were going to happen because they were having a debate over who the next Speaker of the House may be. You know what? It's all fine, actually. It's not that big a deal. It's done. Kevin McCarthy is the speaker. There were some concessions that were made. Nancy Mace, who is a Republican, not a particularly conservative one, but she went after Matt Gaetz specifically here. Play clip 19.
I
Matt Gaetz is a fraud. Every time you voted against Kevin McCarthy last week, he sent out a fundraising email. What you saw last week was a constitutional process diminished by those kinds of political actions. I don't support that kind of behavior. I am very concerned as someone who represents a lot of centrists, a lot of independents. I have as many independents and Democrats as I have Republicans in my district. I have to represent everybody. I am concerned that common sense legislation will not get through to get a vote on the floor.
Why? What's the concern coming from here? We've heard so many people saying that this was some big deal. We have to be so worried about this. But I've never understood what the big deal is. That we have a speaker. Congress debated for a few days. There was some horse trading. That's what goes on in Congress all the time. And, you know, here you go. By the way, you've got McCarthy telling everybody that, you know, his responsibilities to the country, he's going to do the best job he can. That's obviously what he's going to say under the circumstances. Clip 12, here is McCarthy after his victory. Play it.
What we do here today, next week, next month, next year, will set the tone for everything that follows. Tonight, I want to talk directly to the American people. As Speaker of the House, my ultimate responsibility is not to my party, my conference, or even our Congress. My responsibility, our responsibility, is to our country.
Okay. It's what you would expect him to say. Fine. Will he be a good Speaker of the House? We'll see. We don't know. I know he's been in this role for a while. He's been in Republican leadership for a while, I should say. But he's been told, he's been put on notice, if you will, by the Freedom Caucus that there are certain expectations that they have. But all this stuff about, oh, it's embarrassing for our country, it's horrible, that's all nonsense. It's all crap. It's fine. And people don't want the exact status quo. They don't want the status quo. They don't want this to just be perpetuated by the lifelong politicians who understand the mechanisms of the system in Congress and in the government more broadly. So I think this is all fine. And I think that the members of the rebel caucus, if you will, the Freedom Caucus here, who held out for a while, they got some concessions, including things like votes. I think there's going to be here. I've actually got it. 12 spending bills will be up for a vote. They pledged the top line budget figure for domestic discretionary spending in 2024 won't exceed what it was in 2022. The vacate the chair motion for any individual member of Congress is something they should be able to get. So, fine. None of this is crazy. None of this is beyond the pale. And we can all, I think, take a deep breath and not be concerned. I wasn't concerned about this for days, but the people are saying it's such a big deal. It is kind of a big deal that Biden went to the border because he refused to go to the border and, in fact, had many of his people and personnel lying about that for a long time. We're going to get into that in just a second. But first, you know, data breaches happen all the time. The big ones get reported on, like the one that happened at Twitter in the last half of 2021. We're just learning details now, but about 200 million email addresses were stolen. That's a lot of emails. No passwords are stolen, no credit card information. But with cyber thieves, with the clever, underhanded ways they can use your info, identity theft, it's not that hard for them to pull off. Cyber hackers never care about the fact that you're operating here and they're all over the world. They can get you from anywhere. That's why you need LifeLock's online identity theft protection. As long as your personal info is getting exposed, you need LifeLock with 24/7 watching your back in effect. And that's the way that they detect new information out there. They've got scanning going on the dark web. They make sure they're looking out for you. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, for instance. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. I've relied on them for years with my own online identity theft protection. They've come through time and time again. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use my name as the promo code BUCK for 25% off. That's LifeLock.com, promo code BUCK for 25% off. Now, here we are with the border situation, and we have Mayorkas. If you want to know, do they want the illegal immigration to stop? Would they like to see this stop? No, they don't. And one of the ways you can tell is not only the obviously ineffective policies that they've engaged in up to this point. They're meant to be ineffective. Their solutions or their next steps with this are also going to be highly ineffective. But they don't want help either. You know, if you had a problem, if your house was being flooded and someone showed up and said, hey, I'm going to help you with this flood, and you knew that they could help, why would you turn them away if you wanted it to stop? Well, the DHS secretary knows that his real mandate from the Biden administration is to pretend to want to end illegal immigration, to pretend he's going to stop it, but to not actually do so. Here is Mayorkas, who is criticizing Governor Abbott of Texas for trying to do what he can as the governor of Texas to help secure the border of Texas, which is a big portion of the U.S.-Mexico border. Mayorkas doesn't like it. Play two.
Governor Abbott is not collaborating with the federal government on an issue that requires collaboration. We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeking humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes. We cannot have unilateral governor action that is not coordinated with the federal government to address an issue that is of national importance.
If he coordinated it, they would just tell him not to do it. That's what the coordination would look like. Or they'd say, yeah, here, help us process more of these illegals, but don't try to help us in any way that provides additional security. Don't watch for cartel transfers of drugs. Don't make arrests at the border of those who are transiting with illegal drugs, for example. Don't do any of that kind of stuff. Notice also the way Mayorkas works in immediately humanitarian relief. These are not individuals who are seeking asylum based upon the reality of their lives in their home countries. Overwhelmingly, I mean, there are going to be a few, but overwhelmingly, they are people who are skipping to the front of the immigration line, breaking our laws in the process, gaming the system, and taking advantage of the fact that the American people are generous and do want to do their part, do want to help people. When they can, in an orderly fashion, and are a kind and giving people in general. But, you know, we can't take in everybody who wants to live in this country. And that's what we're really getting at here. That's what this fundamentally becomes a question of. Here you have, for example, Hakeem Jeffries, who was the Democrat choice for being Speaker of the House, saying the Biden administration is going to make sure there's a safe, secure, strong border. Play seven.
I do think that the Biden administration is trying to tackle a tough issue in a way that is consistent with both the principle that America is a nation of immigrants, that gorgeous mosaic of people from across the world who come here to pursue the American dream has been a part of American excellence, but also, of course, making sure there's a safe and a secure and a strong border. At least as it relates to the Democratic side of the aisle, we look forward to having a positive, forward-looking, positive discussion. We're not going to try to weaponize the issue for political gain, as some of my colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle clearly would like to do.
Weaponize the issue for political gain? Democrats say that Republicans are racist for wanting to enforce immigration law. What do they call that? The laws that the Congress still says are good law. I mean, no one's trying to change the illegal immigration laws right now. They want to do amnesty eventually, but they're not saying, oh, yeah, well, let's make it open borders. Let's actually take a vote on this and do it. They won't do it, obviously. So there's just a lie that's at the heart of all this, which is that Democrats want this to stop. They fundamentally do not want this to stop. They do not want a strong border, a secure border. They want it to be easier for illegals to be processed and to enter the United States without having to stop and be inconvenienced. They don't want there to be any interior enforcement. So we don't want the same things here. Democrats and Republicans do not want the same thing at the U.S.-Mexico border. I think it's very important for everyone to keep that in mind here. And then there's Fauci. You know, Fauci is out there. He's not on the border. He's not a border issue guy. But Fauci is out there doing stuff still, even though he's no longer the highest paid employee of the federal government. And we have a clip of him here saying that it's reckless to even bring up the vaccine in as a possibility for any connection to any heart ailments whatsoever that people are becoming aware of in the media. Let's play Fauci saying the usual Fauci stuff here.
Yet again, another conspiracy theory, complete nonsense, is going to have some people make a decision for themselves and their family not to get vaccinated, which may cost them their lives. So that's the thing that's so horrible about it. And if you want to go out spouting nonsense, conspiracy theories and spreading it all around, fine, except if it results in a person suffering and perhaps dying.
So are you allowed to spread the conspiracy theory or not? Notice the little totalitarian, the little tyrant smurf Fauci can't even get through this without undermining what he says. He's saying, you know, if you want to go out there and spread your theories, fine, but not if somebody gets hurt. So then are you allowed to spread the theories and people make their own decisions based upon what they hear out there or not? You see, Fauci is a tyrant. He is a bureaucrat tyrant. That's all he's ever been. And he refuses to admit that he's been wrong about so much. It's as though he doesn't realize that so many of the things that we were told were conspiracy theories have been found out to be true, specifically about COVID, about suppression of alternate narratives and theories about what's gone on with COVID. So much of this has been found out to be accurate after the fact, and after the fact of their suppression and their effort to shut it all down. So it is appalling that little Fauci is going around doing what he does, but he's not going to stop. They still believe in all of this nonsense. Fauci is still saying stuff. By the way, here is an ER doctor and clinical scientist named Dr. Joseph Freeman. I wanted you to hear that. I mean, this guy's an MD. I mean, you know, has some level of expertise here, you would think. He says that there's conclusive evidence that there are heart attacks that have happened because of the COVID vaccine. This is what this MD, Dr. Joseph Freeman, is saying. Play nine.
An article published in the BMJ regarding the FDA's own observational surveillance data found the messenger RNAs were associated with multiple of the exact same serious adverse events identified in our original study. But the FDA had failed to inform the public of these findings. In addition, now we have multiple autopsy studies that find essentially conclusive evidence that the vaccines are inducing sudden cardiac deaths. Yet the rate of these vaccine-induced deaths remains unknown. I believe, given the information, the messenger RNA vaccines need to be withdrawn from the market until new randomized controlled trials can clearly demonstrate the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the serious harm we now know the vaccines are causing.
So if he's wrong, if someone's saying, shouting, oh my gosh, that's not true. Okay, well, show me the data. Is he wrong? Why isn't this debate happening out in public? You know, there are a lot of things they can show you that, you know, would convince anybody on different procedures, the effectiveness of it. You know, if you've got a heart blockage and you don't have some form of cardiothoracic surgery, you know, you might die, right? You can show the numbers on that. All right, we're all clear on that one. So show us the numbers on this. If it's not true, prove it and stop just trying to shut it down all the time. If it is true, we certainly need to know that, don't we? This fight is not over. I told you it would not be over just because they can't get everybody to triple mask, maybe wear goggles, maybe to mask up when you're alone in bed at night in case your droplets come out of your mouth and then swirl around and come back and picked up COVID in the air. It's outrageous, isn't it? Thanks for hanging with me, team. More tomorrow. Shields high.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.